is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 13th of February, 2009. It's the week of Valentine's Day, when we are thinking about love affairs, real and fictional. Abigail Adams and her husband John Adams, one of the great love affairs of all time, from 1788 to 1798, John Adams was in Europe most of the time, only occasional visits home to see his family, and Abigail wrote him many, many letters. And it was on this day, 1779, Abigail Adams wrote him a letter addressed to my dearest friend, talking about the happy day that shall give him back to me again. Heaven grant that it may not be far distant, and that the blessings which he has so unweariedly and constantly sought after may crown his labors and bless his country. If you think about great love stories in fiction, you must think about Romeo and Juliet, Shakespeare's play about young lovers struggling to overcome their family's rivalry with each other. Juliet of the Capulets is 13 years old, Romeo a little bit older, part of the Montague family in Verona in Italy, where the Capulets and the Montagues are sworn enemies. Romeo sneaks into a costume ball hosted by the Capulets, and there he meets young Juliet, and they fall madly in love. He sneaks up to her balcony. They decide to get married the next day. The kindly friar, Lawrence, is helping them, hoping that the marriage of the two lovers will end the violence between the two families. But things quickly fall apart. Romeo and Juliet, a play with some very famous lines. What light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. The line, parting is such sweet sorrow, comes from Romeo and Juliet. Another great love story in fiction, D.H. Lawrence's Lady Chatterley's Lover. The story of Connie Chatterley, 23-year-old woman. She's just married, an aristocrat. She's become a lady. They're married for just a month. When he leaves to fight in World War I, comes back paralyzed from the waist down, he's impotent in a wheelchair. And Lady Chatterley meets the gamekeeper, Oliver Mellers, falls in love with him. He's a very handsome man. She admires his simple life in the woods, and they begin a passionate affair, and then she becomes pregnant with his child. His wife, the gamekeeper's wife, finds out. She tells everybody. There's a big scandal. Mellers is fired as gamekeeper. He files for divorce, but Lord Chatterley refuses to divorce his wife, and at the end of the novel, the lovers are separated, Oliver on a farm waiting for his divorce to come through, and Connie living with her sister, not sure what will happen, but hoping to make a life together. Here's a poem for today by William Trowbridge, Drumming Behind You in the High School Band. Rehearsing in street clothes after school, we measured off the football field in the spice and chill of early fall. Through roll-off, counterpoint, and turn, by the grunt and pop of blocking drill, I marked the cadence of switching hips no martial air could ever hold. How left was left, how right was right. We had a rhythm all our own, and made them march to it, slowing the stars and stripes forever, as the sun stretched our shadows toward the rising moon, and my heart kept stepping on my heels. The poem Drumming Behind You in the High School Band by William Trowbridge from Enter Dark Stranger, published by University of Arkansas Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org, and by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.